Now, yesterday, mm-hmm. we explained about the locations, mm-hmm. which are sometimes called zones, mm-hmm. and in Pali it's called Kheta. Mm-hmm. Kheta means area, mm-hmm. areas and so forth, zones. Mm-hmm. So, and we have seen how a monk should decide mm-hmm. how to be called according to the location, mm-hmm. when he's absent of his robe or he's not. Mm-hmm. Therefore, now I will ask a question now, but first you translate. Mm-hmm.
张老师，在我们那个介绍的时候，关于离宿这条界，在不同的地区应该怎么做？然后呢，这个比丘他应该根据他所在的位置的不同，来决定在冥想升起的事，他应该放在什么地方？下面张老师会问大家一些问题。
So then, let's see that a bhikkhu comes here in the dhanasala mm-hmm. in the morning. Mm-hmm. Let's say about 4 o'clock, 4:30 or 5 o'clock like that. Mm-hmm. And he keeps the robe, let's say, on this seat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then he goes up and down, he goes down to the toilet, he goes inside to watch his bowl. Mm-hmm. So now, in the time of dawn, where he should be, in order not to fall into offense. He should be here, he should be close to his robe, he should be outside in the toilet, where he should be. That is the question. Not to fall into offense.
这正常问大家这样，比方说一个比喻，上午那个早上4:30他就来到这个食堂，然后把那个到食堂以后，他把那个自己大衣放在那个座位上。
然后呢，他就开始在楼梯上走上走下，然后去上厕所，然后去那个去那边那个洗杯的这个洗杯的东西。然后张老师问大家，如果这个比丘他想不犯戒的话，到冥想升起的时候，他应该和那个距离自己的应该有多远，或者说他应该处在哪个位置才能不犯戒？
最好距离应该是那个洗碗的房间，还有。 外面房间和交界处，什么？交界处就是说两个地方都就是说翻译的几率都会小一点，因为就是说正常情况下，不应如果他放在屋里，不应该离开这个屋的墙壁的，那个伸手手指之外，因为它是多个事物功能。
我觉得他应该不离一笔。
你说不离这个意义是吧？哦，对，不离一笔。
哦，好，已经两个答案了。你就是这个这个屋的这个墙壁，这一圈墙壁的一笔。
好，
这你和他实际上是一样的。
但是不，有一点不一样，就是不管这个这栋建筑是一个事物或者多个事物，这个因为它没有围墙。
对啊。
所以就是你同意他的说法吗？
就是说他你的说法，你要如果你同意的话，我就把你们俩答案一个答案。
我是那个什么？
那两个储间还有外面这个房间的那个这个丁字墙的那块是最好的。哦，你的意思是说可以离开这个墙的那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个
然后另枪一闭这个就可以，对吧？
不，他有事只要不离开这个，这个他是以这座建筑为例子，对吧？
嗯，
它是以这座建筑，
食堂以食堂为例子，
那食堂周围有篱笆的呀，但如果单独供养的话，我只要不离开就可以了呀。
你只要不离开这个建筑物就可以了。
对对对呀、啊，你站
着、你要你认为这是实际上是有篱笆的，对吧？
有篱笆的，它有圈的，是有篱笆的。
那、
他们不需要的，这些都是
这个建筑物是一个属国王还是多属国王？
我说了两个情况，一个是次主供养的话、就可以随便拿、如果是不是同一个势力，我最好是离一就一点五啊，一臂之内。
离一一臂之内，还是离哪个一臂之内？
离一一臂之内跟离墙壁一臂之内都可以。
好，行，我明白你的意思。
两个都
啊，
做。
因为只能离左右一臂之内啊，那你和他是一样的，
好啊，
然后你呢？
跟他一样，
跟他一样，那剩下也就等于跟他是一样。
我感觉是好像是有围墙
啊，
那个要是一个施主供养的，那就随便哪都行，无所谓了，只要不出这圈就行了
啊。
我补充一下，我认为是以防万一，我认为是多个施主供养的
啊，
我一直离这个墙就是。
你
他是有围墙的、然后那个有围墙的话，那只要离那个建筑物那个一臂之内就行，
离建筑物一臂之内
就行，上下都可以
啊。So there are several answers.
Okay, let's see who is the correct one.
Okay. And that lay person they tell that this monk must stay within Hatapasa with his robe there.
Okay.
These two persons.
Okay.
He said that these three monks they said that if this Dhanasara is offered by one what's called a donor, then they can stay 100% within the fence.
Fence? What is a fence?
That's all said.
Ah, yeah.
They can stay 100% within the fence. But if it's offered by several donors, then they can only stay within 100% of this wall. Of this wall. And so there's another answer. So his answer is that within my heart of this whole building, this whole building, within heart of the boundary of the building, he's telling us.
The whole building?
Yeah, the whole building. This is here.
那我
帮你。你不一样。
我是我保险起见，我不知道是，我认识多个师傅 ，more many donors。
然后呢
？So only a mere this around this building。
就是这个墙，还是说整个？
这个小隔间 ，this room。
是
，around this
same as he actually。
So now the thing is not。This wall, okay, also has a wall from that side.
Uh-huh.
It has not a wall from the other side.
Uh-huh.
It's open.
Okay.
All right? So now the fence cannot be taken as a factor.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So now, well, that means you need, if you are in this building should be surrounded by itself with a fence.
Okay.
Not other buildings. Now the other building also, other buildings are not included.
Okay.
So that is one factor. Therefore now, whether it is of one family, again, if there is no fenced, then what to do?
Yes. Okay.
If it is for different families, again, what to do? That's good, because the fence is not counted. So according to that, as we have explained yesterday, in whatever room, in whatever hall the chivara is, in that very hall the monk should stay.
Okay. So his answer and his answer is correct.
In that very room the answer should stay.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now the monk, his robe is here, he can go around all this room whatever he likes. Drink his milk there, or like that, or excuse me, not drink me, something, some water like that, because in the dawn, before dawn.
Okay.
So drink some water, then he can make Buddha puja, all like that. His robe is here. No problem. Inside the room, no problem. And again, hatapasa in this room, no problem. But if he goes outside now this room, and he wants to wash the bowl, or something like to bring some water from there, And in the dawn, in the time of dawn time, he is absent from his robe.
Okay. 这个问题首先是这样，就是关于篱笆的问题。对于这个建筑物来讲，它只在这一侧有围墙而已，然后内侧的围墙不能算属于，就是那边很远处那个围墙不能算属于这个建筑物的，它是属于这一片，就是它那个法堂那个围墙的话，它不能算只属于这个建筑物的。所以说，对于这个建筑物来讲，它只有一面或者两面，只有一面围墙。然后说那个，然后说我们说那种围墙是指四面把这个建筑物给包围，而且只包围这一个建筑物的围墙。然后这个才算。所以说，如果是没有围墙的话，那你就不需要考虑是一家还是多家了，因为在没有围墙的情况下，一家还是多家都是一样的。所以这个问题第一点。第二点。如果说因为就是说它这个已经确定它没有围墙。然后它里边我们也说不需要考虑一家和多家了。那我们就说这个一放在哪个房间里边，它就应不应该离开这个房间超过一个生日所及。所以张老师举个例子，比方说这个比库在冥想上写诗，他可以在这个房间里边喝点水，然后供佛都没问题。然后但是他也可以离开这个墙，比方说在这墙那面坐着，就紧靠这个墙坐着也没有问题。但是他不能去那边那个地方去洗桌，然后不能在那个地方做其他事情，那样的话就犯戒了。
So my answer is right.
啊，你的也算对了。他们
没有门也算房间。
嗯，
没有门也算房间。
So he's asking that this room has no door there. This room has no door there. There's no door.
But you can pass no entrance no. You don't need panels door to close or not. It is entrance.
Uh-huh.
And the walls are different no, because now these walls indicate that this is different hall. That is different hall. So if the whole wall was missing, then of course you can regard, it's called, that is one hole, go extend it up to that. But it's the walls which matter, it is not this small entrance. door does not mean you need the panels, just the entrance to go in and out.
他说这个地方并不要有个实际存在门，这儿有这么一个入口就算，但是说如果说整个墙都不存在的话，那你可以把这个屋和隔壁这个屋算一个屋。对。
So, Now another question.
再问一个问题。
Let's see that Bhikkhu is in the Sima, new Sima, you know. So and his rope is what is called in the what is the Buddha statue we make the opposite day, the opposite Padmavaka statue, the chanting.
Okay, second floor.
Okay. Second floor. Upon the library.
Okay, okay.
Okay, inside the library.
Okay, inside the library. Okay,
So then, and that Bhikkhu now, he leaves his robe inside the library.
Uh-huh.
And he goes down to fetch some water, or he goes to the toilet.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the dawn time, when he should be, not to fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be absent from Israel.
然后这张老师有另外一个比库，然后他也是在他那个他去那个新界坛，新界坛，然后把自己的那个衣服那个在冥想出现之前，他把那个衣服放在图书馆里。然后张老师现在问这个比库在冥想出现的时候，他应该在什么地方才能不犯这个？
在图书馆。
他把衣服放在图书馆里。然后张老师就是说那个这个比库在冥想出现的时候，他在什么地方才能不犯这个？
他可以走到那个界外面，但是他离那个界外，他有一个圈的那个界外，一臂之内。
我现在画个图，就是说这个时候最好画个图好一点。这是那个戒坛大楼，好吧。然后外面那边墙，然后你的意思是说这是在什么？
那个墙外面它都可以，在墙内随意任何一个地方都没问题，然后离墙它只能出去那个一臂之内。
你这就是一臂是吧？
如果出去了，它就可以放。但它如果在那个一臂之内围着那个墙的话，撒扫地啊没问题。
所以说你的话，那我再画一条虚线，就是一片一片的。
他在这里撒扫地就可以。
这 整个现在之间都可以，对吧？
都可以，这样也行。
啊？
也不是图书馆。
图书馆就是它是在二楼，在二楼，就是这个建材楼的二楼。
图书馆一侧是靠墙的。
什么？
就有一侧，它两侧是三侧是，是跟那个地下就是，就是跟外侧的墙体是连的。
哪个跟外墙体连的？
反正跟他们没什么关系啊。
这个墙是外侧的墙，不是戒坛楼的墙。
反正我认为只能走出两个门的最最远走出两个门的就一地。
你说的门是哪个门？戒坛楼那个门还是墙那地方的？
只是图书馆那二楼那个，就是门口那最多站的一口。
啊，
其他里面无所谓。
啊，你的意思是图书馆里边是吧？我们假设这个地方图书馆，就是说这个地方图书馆的话，那你的意思你就是这个离图书馆不能超过一米，这个意思吗？
对，最远里面随便。
啊，行。
因为上次刚刚已经说过的是多家公园。
啊，行。那我这个因为里边的事情给你放下，这里边这个小块图书馆，那你的意思是这个？
它就是两个门，它最多只能站在门口。
哦，行，我这样。
那个界石。里圈那个界石的，一臂之内。
里圈那个界石是。
界石不是总共十六块界石？
对对对，
外边一圈，里边一圈吗？
对。
里圈那个界石一臂之内。
里圈那个界石一臂。
外圈那界石基本上就是墙。
啊，对，那也就是说里圈界石它应该是在这墙和那个界坛那个地方之间是吧？那你画三角啊，界石，然后离界石一臂之内是吧？
啊。
这条线比较不好画，就是。
就是其实是也是一个圈，就是
我明白你这个意思，我觉得再画一圈，算了，画的不太好。除了这三个答案之外，还有其他答案吗？
我说的是，它图书馆，它在图书馆的墙啊，图书馆的那个墙的一臂之外的这个一臂之内的范围。
你和他一样。
但是不是？但是除了尼古拉长老的那个房，
除了米国长老的房间啊，OK。除了米国长老房间之外，然后但是说米国长老房间，也就是说，如果说他因为米国长老房间有个门嘛，那个是，然后你的意思？
墙嘛，他那个墙沿着他那个米国长老的那个封死的那个房间那个墙。
啊，我知道，但是米国长老房间那个里边也不算，对吧？
对
对
对，
明白。
我
你同意他的观点？
对，就不算米国长老。
行。好，那你们俩是一样的 ，OK。
那么界石跟界石是一臂之内吗？
界石跟界石好像不是一臂，
缓冲区。
就
我们
界石不是一臂。
现在我们新兴的不是那个几个碑嘛？它就是那个，
对，
就是那个石像嘛。
对，
石像离那个这个围墙有没有一臂的？
啊、
如果没有，如果有一臂的话，就不出这个围墙哦，就在这个围墙里面都可以。
在围墙里，那围墙外面一臂之内，你对你来说算不算？
不出去。
不能完全不能出去，只能在围墙里边的意思。
对，这如果围墙离界石是一臂之内的话就可以。就我的意思就是说，离界石是一臂之内的。
哦。
我认为就是界石里那一圈界石这个界起码在
里。就只能在界石里边是吧？
对，只能在界石里
我以为你说了，你说你同意谁意见，还是说你有自己，你同意他的意见？好的。So there are several answers. Please look at this picture.
Wow.
So this is a library.
Oh, finally, okay. Okay.
So this is a library, and this is Miguel Mendes' room.
Okay, very good.
What they're telling me is that they're telling that they should be within half the past of this library wall means here.
Okay.
This end. So maybe go to this room is excluded. It means I have to go like this.
Okay.
About half the past from here. So there's another kind of answer is that. So this is the outside wall of the...
Yeah, the wall is surrounding the...
And these are the Asima stones. Asima stones. So then, his answer is that he can be within Hatapasa from this outside wall.
Okay.
So this whole area is not considered as very valid. So then, but his answer is that, 你的意思是那个机械石的一粒之内是吧？对，零界石一粒之内。So his answer is that
the stones.
Yeah, we didn't have to pass from the stone. Okay. And his answer is that this must be within the stones, the range of stones.
Not outside the stone, Hatapasa also.
你的答案我还不是很理解，你说你的答案，我就算是围墙，如果在一平的，我就不出这围墙就可以。嗯，我就把这个圈出来，它好理解嘛，就出这围墙就可以。嗯，所以他的意思是almost the same as him，but with the condition that the distance from the semi stone and the outside wall must be within one hatapasa，something like that。So with that condition，he agrees to his answer。So many answers。
So then, okay, now Vigodas Pandey place is not a room, it's actually not to sleep inside or like that. You can't regard this room, it's just a temporary thing and so forth, like that. It lasts, no? It's not just to sit in chair. Therefore, it is part of the whole. You can regard it part of the whole.
So if the room is not for sleeping, then it's not considered as a room?
In Pali, it's called Ovaraka. Ovaraka means where you can actually sleep inside. Use a room for sleeping.
Okay.
That room is just a table and a chair, no? It means it can't be regarded as a room. Bigoda Pandey never tells I'm going to my room. It's not a room. It's not Ovaraka. Therefore, we can include inside the hole. Okay. Now, regarding the fence.
The fence.
It's called the hole. No? That is true. The hole seems surrounded by wall. But is it of one family? Many families?
We don't know.
How do you know?
We don't know.
Therefore, whoever told about the wall, that Hatapasa of the wall, he has not considered the factor of what is of one family or many families.
Okay.
So, as far as I know, now, buildings, these large buildings, usually very expensive to build. One family can't build it.
Okay.
And I know many people contributed. Okay? There were a collection of many funds that people contributed.
Okay.
So therefore now, it was not one dayaka, one sponsor, who sponsored the whole cement. There were many.
Okay.
Therefore, we have to regard this Nana Kulao, different families.
Okay,
contribute for that. So therefore now, the fence or the wall does not play any role in that.
Okay.
If it is of different families.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, if it is of different families, so that means the monk has to stay in that room or that hall in the library when his robe is. And he should not leave the library room outside, as called, behind Hatapasa. So therefore now, if he goes to the toilet, goes to collect water, goes to the computer room, goes and so forth, Rome is around at the time of dawn, he must make sure to return back to the library when his robe is. In that case, he does not fall into that.
So do you want to explain something for those people who think about the Sima stone or something?
Okay, you just first explain this,
otherwise, 它是不能在里边睡觉的，就是它里边它里边这这这这这有一个桌子一个椅子，一般来说呢，我们在考虑房间就是只能在这里边睡觉的房间。像米果长老是正房间是不算？对，然后这是第二点呢，有几个人回答就是按门这个墙来算。 这个在一定程度上正确，因为这个楼它外面是有一个围墙，然后这个围墙是纸包这个楼，然后这个围墙其实是闭合的，但是这个围墙本身是有效的，但是你要考虑这个楼它到底是一家还是好多家公司。 然后那个姜老师说，这么贵的一个楼，一般来说不大可能是一家供养。然后据他所知，确实是多家供养。所以在这种情况下，因为是多家供养，所以这个墙是无效的。对，计算你在哪里的时候，这个是无效的。然后，所以说呢，这个，
这图书馆对。
所以说在明亚升起的时候，这个本一范图书馆的笔户，他应该在图书馆在图书馆的一证件才可以。对，他如果说他在明亚时间他去上厕所了，或者去电脑室了，或者是去下面的打水去了，他必须保证在明亚升起的时候回到图书馆一证件才可以。
这个问题，他这一天是卧在哪
住的？啊 ，So he's asking is this opposed is this the opposed or not？Is this a post day or not? He's asking.
It can be any day. Uh-huh. Any day means it's called except to post. Except to post.
Except to post.
是除了
我。对，除了。So they think it's post. I think those people who answered the same as them, they're considering post day.
So then,
I don't know.
Because this is called, we learned about the Simas now, how to appoint Simas, it's all Chivara Vipavasa. So therefore now, on the opposite day, usually because it's Chivara Vipavasa, Samuti has been appointed as, even if one monk is absent from his role, he doesn't fall in offense. So therefore, if the monk's Chivara is outside, somehow outside the Sima, and the monk is inside the Sima, on the opposite day, he does not fall into face because this sima is Chivara Vipavasa sima for the opposite day.
Okay.
So in that case now, that monk on the opposite day doesn't fall into face even if his rope is outside the sima. He can be absent with his rope if he is inside the sima.
If he himself is inside the sima, his own Chivara can be 1,000 miles away. Doesn't matter.
So then even if his rope is inside the sima, therefore on the opposite day,he can roam around inside the sima any place. Because it's Chivara Vipavasa.
然后关于不离三一戒场这块儿，比方说在乌波萨他日情况，乌波萨他日情况，比方说你因为他已经不离三一戒场了，只要他人在这个那个戒坛之内的话，他的衣可以在外面飞非常远的地方都无所谓，因为这不离三一就是这种在从别的寺庙来参加乌波萨他日这种，他可能他没有把衣放在他的寺庙，他没有带过来。所以说，对不离三一的戒场的概念是说，不是你一在戒场里边，而是你人在戒场里边，然后你的一可以无限远。
那发现不离戒场的这个范围是石头的范围还是微型的范围？
不离石头的范围，因为不离三一不是我们一开始不是讲了吗？就是说，那一开始那个什么沙门公主戒场、不离三一戒场，还有那什么戒，它是同一个戒场。
对。
所以那个戒场是在哪里？这个戒场就在哪里？
就是说，它那个
就是内圈的石头。
对。
但是离石头一臂之内也不算了。
啊？
离石头一臂之内也不算了。
我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that is this Upachara place means again using this? Where's mine? Yeah, it's here. Okay. So he's asking that if this monk is within the range of one hatapasa from this Sima stones, one hatapasa on the and his chamber is outside, is that considered valid or not? I mean, will this monk fall into offense or not?
Yes, well, because actually if the monk is inside the sima, and his robe is outside the sima, then of course he does not fall into offense.
No, he's not inside the sima. He's just...
Yes, but if he goes outside the sima and his robe is inside the sima, then he falls into offense.
But his robe is also outside the sima, and this monk is also outside the sima.
Yes, that is where the problem is. Actually, if the monk is inside the sima only, he doesn't fall into offense.
Okay.
Because that is... Chivara, the appointment is there, no? That area inside the walls, inside the stones, that area and so forth, this goods can protect him to be in a neutral area.
Okay.
So then if his robe is outside, no problem. He can be absent from his robe. If it is inside the library, no problem. As long as he is within the stones. But if he himself goes outside the sima, he is now in unprotected area.
Okay. 不可以，你就不能出现这样之外，
就是石头以这个界场。
对，因为你当时这个规定的不离三界场，就是以石头为界，而不是跟外面的那个区域为界。
哦，还有个时间的问题，就是乌波萨他殿是按钮冥想升起那一天才进入乌波萨他殿，那个时候不离三界的那个特权应该就在那个时候生效，对吗？
So he's asking that, so for example, this is the first dome, and this is opposed to it, and this is the second dome. So he's asking
Dome? Ah, right, dome.
So he's asking that this is the first dome, this is the second dome.
Oh, yeah.
From when did the privilege of Avipavasa Sima become valid? From here or from here?
From the usually it starts from here.
It starts from
but
here.
It's daytime. Not daytime is not a problem because actually the next dawn, it is where if he is absent from his robe, it is counted.
Okay. So I can do like this. This is a very difficult time, no?
Now, you see, usually now, day, if it is daylight, is not a problem. After the night, no. The night falls, as called, if he is absent from his robe, in the, as called, after the posada finish, now we chant the Padimokkha finish. Now he can stay inside the sima. He can sleep inside the sima. Even if his robe is outside the sima, no problem. He's inside the sima, no problem.
So the only dawn that he can be absent from his robe is
that
one.
Yes,
就是指乌波萨他结后就结束了第一个冥想。对。
就是好比我今天是六点钟早上对吧？说六点钟到第二天的六点钟中间都可以参与。
对。
到第二天基本上5:59我就要在一普遍的类似这种概念。
不是。他实际上就一个冥想，就是乌萨哥哥结束之后所过的一个冥想。你只要在那个区域就那个在那个时间，你保证你在界场之内就可以了。
Okay, Mr. Lass, another question.
张老师，可不可以再问大家另一个问题？
哦 ，OK. Number three, maybe you were successful. So then, which building to take? Another building. Meditation hall on the mountain.
Yeah.
So, but many, I don't know, when you mean, some of them have not gone there.
No, I think all of them. 大家都知道是善长的，大家都去过没有？是善长善堂。善长堂你们都去过没有？是山上那个善堂，龙城山上不是有善堂吗？你们都去过没有？你没去过，一次没去过善长堂，你没去过吗？其他人都去过吗？善长堂。
哦，禅堂
啊，
我去过。
是善长堂，你们都去过是吧？对，善长堂，你没去过。
你没听过就是说。
哦，那其他人都去过是吧？其他人你去过是吧？去过一次。
印象不深。
印象不深。So he didn't go. Go to the market.
Okay, then I was gonna. It is almost the same like this hall, no? Almost the same, not a problem. So then, now another question is, let's say that. No posadari. So the monk has left his robe in the library. Okay. And he has gone, let's see, on the mountain with intention to return. But when he was coming, the cable car was working, he would not reach his robe. He could not reach his robe. Then he asked God. The cable car is not working because he want to be at the dawn time with his robe. No, he was thinking I will go with the cable car. But when he was reached, the cable car is not working. Then What to do? The monk is now very close to the dawn time. What to do now?
然后让我们下面再加一个问题。
If he doesn't want to fall into offense.
然后现在加一个问题，就是不是在无国三他日，不是在无国三他日。然后一个比库把自己衣放在图书馆里边。放图书馆里边，然后放图书馆以后，他上山了，就是在那个大清早上山，明天还没出来，他上山了。上山之后呢，他东西是想下来，就是想在明天之前下来。然后那个在明天的时候，我就赶回图书馆，和一在一起。但是他下山的时候，发现他下山那个缆车已经坏了，然后明天已经快出来了。如果他就自己不坐缆车这么走下去的话，他就给等明天升起时，他就到不了图书馆。然后现在张老问大家，如果说这个比库他不想犯戒的话，应该怎么办？
你
把你变成一大力，就把你
那个舍，第一是把那个决意舍住，那个一不在身边，
也可以的，也可以。
那就决意舍。
你们这就是一个答案是吧？
还有一个答案。神通过去。
OK。So they have only two answers. One answer is that...
You answer?
No.
His answer.
For all these people, they have only two answers. Except for him, only one answer. Except for him. He has another answer. So his answer is using psychic power. But except for that, they have only one answer. This answer is called... Etani Chivarani Pachudarani.
Etani? Why Etani? I told one Chivarani.
Oh, okay.
Without his ear. Therefore, he does not need to have psychic powers, nor does he need to go and repair the cable car. So try to find screwdrivers and so forth to repair the cable car and not to go fast down. That is the way to withdraw the termination of the rope. So, and to do so, he has to mentally think what the rope is, in which place he has left the rope, whether it's on the table, on the chair, in the library, or maybe on the bookshelves, somewhere. He has to remember exactly what the spot of his rope is, and mentally, with rope determination, telling, Etan Chivaran Pachudara. So, three times, in that case now the termination is cancelled.
Three times, yes, to
usually the three times to remember, otherwise you forget.
然后那个对说他当然是也就是说那个这种情况下要不那个就一个舍掉，然后那个舍掉的话那个那就大家注意两点，第一点就是说那个就是在舍掉之前心中想一想，就是你当时具体把那个一到底放在哪里，放在图书馆那个放在图书馆桌子上呢，放在椅子上还是放在图书馆书架上，你必具体位置你必须想起来。这是第一点，第二点就是念那个舍学语文时候叫一般是念三遍。
But after he makes the cancel determination, he should make sure that as soon as he arrives his rope, so that this rope now is without termination. Okay? And it becomes extra rope, Atirekachivar. So then and he has to, as soon as possible, determine it. Okay? Don't delay. So there are many, because forget one day, you forget 2 days, 3 days, you postpone, and ultimately you start forgetting the count, the count, how many days.
Okay.
So therefore, as much as possible, to go and make the termination on the rope again, after dawn. Okay?
但是那个就是在希望大家注意一点，就是说你当你取消这个音乐决议的时候，这有没有决议？他没有决议是，他又没有精神，他又变成有多余的意了，多余的意，就是那个，然后你冥想出来以后，你应该尽快到那个意的旁边，然后尽快重新决议，不要延迟，因为你一旦延迟，你就可能把这事忘了的话，你这个多余的意，你可能是有一天两天三天一直到十天，所以说呢，这张老希望大家尽快。那个决议，就是说他到明天之后尽快到那个医生面，然后对我的决议。
All right, now if you have other question, you can ask it and no.
如果大家有其他什么问题，就这一课结束时，大家可以问。
We will continue now with the rest of the rule, which is the difficult part is gone, or easy points to remember. So one point is that if a bhikkhu who is sick gets authorization from the Sangha to be absent from his robe, he can do so. It's called Tichivra Avipavasa Samuti. So therefore this rule is an exception. This is Anupanyati, additional formulation, an exception for a sick monk who is not able to carry his robe. If he goes to the hospital or if he goes to visit the doctor or something like that, he has difficulty carrying his robes. It means Sangati especially, double robe. So he can leave it behind and go. But he has to be authorized by the Sangha. He has to ask special permission from the Sangha, and the Sangha has to come to the Sima and make a Kama Vacha. That means recite a, it's called a formula to, in order that all bhikkhus agree to give him the permission to be absent his robe. After he gets this permission, he is allowed to go.
大家可以看那个第一户都和第一百零二页，第一百零二页第二三段，除了比库森伽马供许之外，这是一个随时设的，就是说这个补充，就是说对于病比库来说呢，他可以给那个是是是是可以给病比库不利不利不利苏伽马供许，就是说如果说一那个对于说了一个病比库，他如果吃这条线比较难的话，那斯坦可以到戒场里边可以给他做做一个伽马。然后就是给他一个许可，让他可以领一二素，然后他有这个许可之后，他可以领一二素。
So now in order except this bhikkhu, other bhikkhus who have no any authorization should keep the robes with them at the time of dawn. So and if a bhikkhu does not succeed to do so, and his robe becomes nisangya, he has to approach at least one monk, okay, and tell idam me bande chi varan ratti vipavuttan anyatra bhikkhu samutya nisagyan imahan ayasu nisajan. That is a Pali formula, which means bande or avuso, this robe has been absent from me for one night. Without the permission, the authorization of the Sangha, and becomes Nisangya to be forfeited, as called, this I forfeit to you.
然后他那个，然后这是张老师，如果不是经过这种伽马的供许的比库，他哪他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他
We will see the analysis of this rule,
mm-hmm.
Which the Nidana it is, the city is Savati,
mm-hmm.
And the Buggalas, there were many bhikkhus, anonymous, we don't know the names of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the object, the Vattu, was that they went for a journey
mm-hmm.
with only two robes, means the Adna robe and single robe,
mm-hmm.
without taking with them the Sangati,
mm-hmm.
as called, and they left it behind.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sangati got spoiled, as called, with fungus,
mm-hmm.
and with bed smelling, and other monks got into trouble
mm-hmm.
to remove them, as called, and to put them aside.
Mm-hmm.
然后而且支箭音乐也在支箭地点呢，是那个沙瓦提。然后他那个支箭人是众多比库，然后这比库名字我们他这个在律讲里没有提到。然后他犯戒这个事呢，是这比库在去其他地方游行的时候呢，他只穿了身上一个下衣，而没有带上自己大衣，把大衣放在固定里面，后来身上发霉，然后其他比库给他晾，而就是这样一件事情。
So and except with the authorization of the Sangha, Anyatra Bhikkhusamutti it is the Anupanyati, and this Sadharana Panyati is common with the Bhikkhunis, Ananatika without command. That means the Bhikkhu who commands another Bhikkhu to do like that, he himself does not fall in offense. Okay.
而且他是有随施舍的，他那个随施舍就是那个除了比库僧伽满供取之外。然后这条界它是跟比库尼共通的，就那一户独特那个地方是有一个错误，应该是那个共同指定，就是它通与比库尼。然后这条界是非命令的，就是如果你命令一个人那个离宿的话，你自己是不会犯这条界的。
Now this rule will have two offenses, dukkata and pacitya. The dukkata takes place if the monk has a wrong perception. Okay.That he was absent from his robe while he was not absent. So then, maybe in the time of dawn, sometimes you think the dawn has arisen. Then, I become absent from him. Why he has not yet arisen? So then, and if he's in doubt, it's called, was absent my robe in the dawn time, was not absent, he was in doubt. All this entails together.
Can you explain? So I can explain this.
No, because I want to explain something more.
Is
a very important factor in order not to fall into a dukkha offense. And we must know exactly the location how our chivara is, the location where we are, and how to define the location whether it is suitable for us to move from this place to other place without taking the rope together with us. And about the time of dawn, we must know also when.Dawn rises. So, without knowing these things, all the time one might be in doubt. Did my robe become nisagya? Did I was absent? I was absent from my robe, like that. So, by doing so, it is dukkata. Even without your robe becoming nisagya bhajita, you have doubts. It is dukkata.
所以从这个地方我们看，就是我们这要知道，就是说如果想不犯恶作的话，对一些东西有确定的想是非常重要的。就是那这在这个地方，对对，你需要去确定三件事情，就是说你的位置是在什么地方，然后你具体把你的衣服放在哪个地方，然后你把那个，如果然后你知道这个之后，你应该知道，就是就你所处的这个场合来说。你如果想犯在冥想出现的时候，如果你想犯这个不想犯这个不离三界的话，你所处合适的位置应该是在什么地方？然后你还应该知道这个冥想时间到底是多少？就是对这些东西必须确定，才能保证自己不犯恶作。
So, if he was absent from his robe, and he was.He had the correct idea, the correct conception that I was absent. Or he was thinking, I was not absent, while he was absent from his robe. And even if he and he was doubt, he was in doubt, the time I was absent from my robe, I was on. While he was absent, all these are entails nisagya bhajita.
然后这样来讲，就是说如果这个人在冥想时间他实际已经离宿了，那么就是说已经离开了三依，但是他这个时候的话，不管他在想说他知道自己那个离开三依离三依了，还是说他在想是认为自己没有离三依，还是说他有怀疑，不管你是以何种想，都犯那个你三依八戒的业，就只要你事实上是那个离开三依，都犯你三依八戒的业。
In the same way, Pai cancelled the termination of the door, of the rope, like Pachudharana. What make Pachudharana? So if he is, has a wrong perception, I make Pachudharana, but did I did it? It's called, he is in doubt. Or in the same way, when he want to give up his rope, I am not going to use his rope again. Did I tell like that? Did I think like that? Again, doubt. So, all these things entail dukkhatas, but if in reality, I call, he was already absent from his rope before, I call, and later he make pachudharana. So his rope falls into nisangyapacitta. Means he himself falls into nisangyapacitta.
同样的，就是说，如果说这件衣，它实际上是没有舍出决议，也没有被那个送给别人。但是你当时那个离所时候，你认为他是那个你已经舍出决议，或者你认为你已经送给别人，这种情况下还是犯了像财霸戒。
So then, but if he withdraws the termination, he's sure I withdraw the termination of the role before dawn rise. Okay. So then, I give up any expectation about this rope before dawn rise. So there is no offense. Okay. So then, in the same way, if he already got permission from the Sangha to be absent from his rope, there is no offense.
然后就是说，在冥想之前，他把那个衣的决议给舍掉了，或者说已经把那个衣给送给别人了，或者说他已经那个在这之前他已经获得僧的许可，就是不他可以离三十一而速返。这个情况他是无罪的。
Now for the big sick monk who got permission for got authorization from the Sangha, this authorization is not lifelong.
Okay.
It is just as long as his sickness is there. After the sickness, subsides, he has to go back and take his rope and not to be absent from his rope.
So, that means this permission automatically ceases?
The permission ceases.
Okay.
And because now the permission is as long as his sickness is there.
Okay. 然后呢？然后就张老师就是说，如果你是因为病得到僧团这个许可的话，那么你是但是这个许可在你那个病已经痊愈的时候，这个许可就自动解除了。也就是说当你病痊愈了以后，你还是像之前一样，是不离三依这条戒。
So, but if another sickness arises, that's called, or the same sickness again aggravates. Then whatever authorization you got, that is still valid.
但如果你说以后这个病又复发了，或者说你又得了其他一个病，那个让你不容易使用那个不离三依这条戒，那你之前所得的那个供许还又重新有效？
不需要重新请求
了吗？对，不需要重新请求。
So now here we have four factors in this offense. First is that. These three robes should have determination. Okay. And it is, the monk has not the katina privileges. He has called number two. And then number three it is that he did not get authorization from the Sangha. And then fourth is that he is absent from his robe in one night, means during the time of dawn, he is absent of his robe.
然后这样，这有四个要素，就是第一个要素，这样一，他已经决议的一。第二个要素，他就是说，这个时候，这个比库他没有功德依特权。然后第三个要素，这个比库他没有得到僧团干嘛的许可。然后第四个要素，就是这个比库离一而素。
Samudanas and so forth are according to the first katina. It's called katina me. It's called the first nisangyapacitta. This can be by body, speech, and mind, or a combination of them.
然后那个，这样这些等起呢，其他几个要素都跟那个是尼萨西亚巴吉加第一条，就是那多余的一那条解释一样。 就是说他等起也是第一卡天亮等起不是这个卡天亮等起卡天亮等起就是说他可以是剩余等起也可以剩余一等起。
So now regarding Akiriya, quoting passiveness. The first, Nisargya Bhachitya, we have seen that passiveness means if you don't activate yourself to determine the rope, or you don't make the kapan of the rope, then that rope becomes the extra rope. But here it is, if you don't activate yourself to make pachudharana at the time of dawn, you become passive, then you might fall into offense.
然后这个，然后这就是这个第二场尼萨切巴基利亚和第一场尼萨切巴基利亚都是那个都属于那种因作而未作的戒。然后那个，但是对于第一场尼萨切巴基利亚来说呢，就是说那个多余的因，你本来是应该决意，或者说应该有的净施，但是你没有去做，以这种原因，我说是因作而未作。然后第二场尼萨切巴基利亚，你是应该舍去你的决意，但是你没有舍去，以这个原因，我们说你是因作而未作。
Okay, we've covered, I think.All necessary points to explain this rule. So we're going to next rule, Nisargya Bhachitya number 3.
然后第二场尼萨切巴基利亚我们到这儿讲了，下面开始讲那个第三场尼萨切巴基利亚。
Now this rule also tells about the Katina privileges, when the Katina privileges are no more than the monk has no Katina privileges, how to deal with the cloth he gets, you know, to prepare ropes. That's called, and if he does get short of the cloth and so forth, and how to deal with the situation if he wants to accumulate more cloth to make ropes. Okay.And we'll see that the Buddha allowed a monk who still wants to make a rope, has just cloth, but it's not enough, to keep that cloth, you know, as called, up to 30 days, in order to get enough cloth to make a rope. So...
然后那个这个说是这个尼萨切巴基利亚第三条呢，他是讲这个那个在那个功德一条件结束之后，如果一个比丘得到的就是可以拿来做衣的那种布的话，在那个他最多可以穿这个布一个月，然后就在这一个月之内完成他想做那件衣，但如果说他是那个就是他存放超过一个月的话，就会犯这条戒。
So therefore, you can read this rule aloud so that they can recollect no, what it is about.
然后这样让我这样给大家念一遍。当比库一已完成，卡提那已舍出。若比库得费时一，想要的比库可以接受。接受后应当尽快的做。如果不足，那位比库最多可以存放该衣一个月。以存有期望将不足的补足。假如存放超过此者，即使存有期望，也尼萨切巴基利亚。
So now the story behind this rule is that once the Buddha saw another monk to have a rope material and he was short of that, and he tried to make a rope himself and he tried to stretch it again to become longer and so forthAnd the Buddha asked him, why you make so much effort to stretch this cloth from this corner to the other corner? And that monk told him that I am short of the rope, I try to make it longer. So then, because it's not enough. You want to make a rope, but it's not enough. And then the Buddha asked him, do you have expectation to get more cloth?More material, rope material, you know, to make rope. Then he said, yes, I have expectation. So then, and then the Buddha told in that case, if a monk has expectation to get more rope material, you know, to make a rope, to keep that rope, the original rope he got, to keep it. But he did not put the limit, how much.So, and this has been abused by other monks, and they thought we can keep it longer as much as we like, And that's why the Buddha put the Anupanyati, additional formulation to tell, what's called the, at utmost 30 days this can be kept.
然后这个佛陀上有问这个比库，说你为什么是拉长这块布，然后这个比库说我都要这块布，我想做这个自己做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做做
各位比丘就是得到像得到这种费时一，就是说这种那个在功德一团圆之后，那个功德一团圆期间之后，然后得到这种那个可以用来做一的布料，那个布料的时候，如果你还有存有想得到更多的布料希望，你可以储存这个布料。但这个时候佛陀并没有给出一个限制，就是说你这种布料可以存多少，存多长时间。但是后来呢，然后后来就很多比丘滥用这个许可，就是他们存了很多布料，然后存了很长时间。然后这个事儿然后后来被那个阿难尊者所激显非难。然后后来是那个佛陀制定了戒，就是说那个得到非时一之后呢，最多可以储藏一个月。
So now here, as I told, this rule is valid when the Katina privilegia are already removed. Therefore, the rope which the monk takes is called Akala Chivara. Akala means not in the time of Katina privilege time. But we explain this further, because there are special definition of what means Akala Chivara.
然后这样就需要给大家强调，就是说这样些什么事有效？它是隐隐在没有功德一特权时候有效。然后这个地方是非时一，为什么叫非时？非时就是说没有功德一特权时候称之为非时。
Now here akala means there is kala chivara and akala chivara. Kala chivara is when the time of katina privilege are valid, but that means 5 months, okay? But also, according to this definition here, in the Sutta Vibhanga, it is a month immediately after the rainy season. The early rainy season, this is the Katina month. Katina month means 1 month from October full moon to November full moon. So that 1 month is a kala. That is the time who usually people after the rainy season come and offer robes to the monks. So then, the time outside that month, it is called akala. Therefore now, akala chivara can be 7 months, if we exclude the katina privilege this time, 5 months, and can be also 11 months, if the monks do not spread the katina privileges, but they they have this only in the end of the rainy season, 1 month, people they can come and offer to them. They have only time gap, only 1 month, which is kala.
然后那个就是张老师这个非时呢，实际上有两种情况，就是说那个是没定义，就是说那个说是宣布教义词叫一时。什么叫一时呢？就是说在语言剧结束一个语言剧结束后的一个月，也就是说是从十月那个月圆日到十一月那个月圆日。这一个月期间呢，就是那个允许比丘接受，就是他那个就是供养的一，所以这一个月称为一时。那也就是说，这不就是在那个即使在那语言剧结束之后，没有做功德一那个仪式，没有分享功德一的功德，在这一个月之内接受一，他不承认为非时一，因为这一个月就是一时，也就是说在不分享功德一功德的情况下，一时可以包括十一个月，非时可以包括十一个月，就是一时只有一个月，但是如果在已经分享了功德一特权情况下， 那么功德一层岩会有五个月，那么对非石就只有七个月，非石只有七个月。
So, and another point is that akala chivara can be also the time when during the katina privilege time, okay, somebody comes and tells to the sangha, I offer this akala chivara. He defines it. Or goes to the person, it's called to a single bhikkhu, and tells, I am giving this to you, personally. He does not, therefore, this person who offers, does not tell him, I want to spread, give this katina chivara to you. He goes to the sangha, to the monastery. After the rainy season finishes, he does not tell, I want to give katina rope to you. Again, I want to give only offering to you. Okay. So therefore now, after the rainy season, there are no daikas to sponsor anything. Because they are short of money or like that, they give to the sangha and tell, we give this just to the sangha. Okay. Or give to a single bhikkhu, you tell Bande, we are not able to cut in a ceremony and so forth, we give this rope to you. This rope also becomes akala chivara. So therefore now, because the last month of the rainy season, it is only 1 month, within this month, a bhikkhu who takes such a rope should make sure that he has to finish it. Because he did not get katina privileges. That is also akala chivara.
So that means even within this month, only that katina rope is considered as akala chivara. All the other ropes are actually received or made in that month is considered akala chivara.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like, okay, see, here it is a time, no?
You've already explained about the months, how you count katina, it's called the whole year.
Yes.
Let's see. It is. So the one hour of the year we make number one month, okay? Which is according to the full moons, we count according to the full moons. Alright? So then for full moon to full moon, that means in January only. Okay? January. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So if it is, for example, January, February, then we have March, April, May, June, July. Okay, here full moon of July. Okay, this is rainy season. And it's called July and August, September, October, November. Okay. November, here it is, that is November month, approximately is full moon of October.
A second, between October and November, yes.
This is October and November,
yes.
This is the month, okay,
Why
the rainy season finishes.
Okay.
The rainy season finishes.
Mm.
So now the months, maybe I should have done it from the other side, because actually this is the crucial time. Shall I wipe this away?
Yeah,
okay.
Now, this is the rainy season. So October full moon. After the October full moon, now the month is called 1 month the Buddha tells. It is a time when usually people offer ropes. Okay.
Katina rope. Only means katina.
Any ropes. Can be katina rope or any ropes they offer. That is the month which can offer.
Okay.
Some people who are poor, they can't afford to offer katina rope. They go to monks. And tell Bande. We offer to the Sangha or to a Don Piku this Akala chamber. Akala means because we can't afford to pay for the Katina ceremony. They offer ropes. So, or they go to Piku and tell Bande, we give this to you. Okay. They don't tell we want to make Katina ceremony like that. The monk gets ropes.
Okay.
The monks can get ropes like that.
Okay.
No problem. They can give it. But the thing is that once they get it, that is also akala, because the katina privilege is not to be distributed.
Okay?
That is during the month. This month also, can be regarded as, the people, they give vasavasika, vasavasika sivara. I explain about vasavasika here. But first explain this first to them. Then I will explain about vasavasika sivara.
那这样的话，这个一还是非时宜，或者说他不是不用给僧团，直接供养给他单个这个比库，哪怕还是这个月之内，他没有说这我们要把这个一作为非时宜供养给僧团，但他没有说我们要这个这是功德仪，也没有说我们要做功德仪，也没有说我们要做功德仪这个仪式，那这样的话，这个一还是非时宜。
Therefore now, this month, now another thing is that if people come to the monastery, they can't afford to pay, to make Katina ceremony, but they tell, we give robes to the monks who spend this 3 months here in this place. This is called Vasavasika robe, okay? Now these monks, after they get Vasavasika, there is also another route who the Buddha allowed for them to get 1 month, it is, some privilege, like they to be absent from Europe, like that. Some small privilege they get.
Up to here.
Only for a month. From this October full moon up to November full moon. So therefore now, for them it is kala, that is time. To be absent from Europe and everywhere is no problem. So therefore now, except this month, after this month finishes, again, this akala.
Okay.
Therefore now, this can be kala. Kala for this one. But the rest is Akala. That means 1 month, they get this brief period, brief time, some privileges, but the rest is Akala. 11 months, they don't Akala.
然后还有另外一种情况，就是说这个期间，他没有供养功德衣，但是他像我们之前讲过，他供养的时候，我们把这个衣供养给在这个寺院，度过这个余缘，就所以全体比库。这种印象我们之前讲的，就是他是在你比方说你失了衣那天起，一直到十一月那个余缘日之内，在这个期间你是有功德衣特权。 但是这种功德一天最多最多就是一个月，也就是说你刚刚供养完，就说这种意义的话，然后你最多能有一个月特权，但是这个十一月月圆日过后，整个月日就都处于费时的状态。But
if monks now they manage to help good daikas, rich daikas, who can sponsor the katina and also do making ceremonies, they make also vinayagama. They can extend this period for 5 months up to March full moon. Therefore, for them. All this period, up to here, is Kala. The rest, 7 months, is Akala.
然后那个，如果这样，这样，如果说这些比库们当时在那个在元寂结束之后，有居士给他们做功德衣，做仪式，然后他们也入法，那个做了功德衣，然后分享了功德的话。 那他们可以把这个衣食的期间，从十月延展到三月延展，也就是整个五个月期间来说，对他来说都是衣食。然后其他时间才是非食。So
therefore now we have, let me see, for March, for this month, for March, I call up to, I call
October.
October, for them it is Akala, all this area. But for other monks, can be also, who have only 1 month, they keep 11 months Akala. Akala Shivara. Therefore, no, Akala Shivara means they get this Shivara in the, not in the proper season, out of season. Now, the season is, for Katina privileges, this season. Immediately after the rainy season, the Katina season starts. If they don't get anything, of course, it's 1 month. But if they get Katina privilege, 5 months, season. But the rest of the time is not season. Okay. It's out of season. If the monk gets a real robe, he has no Katina privileges. Then he has to keep only 3 robes with him. Okay? This rule is also become effective. So if he gets, people can come and offer some robe, or he gets some cloth, he wants to prepare some robe, but, he does not have enough rope to prepare it because within 10 days, 20 days, and so forth, what to do? The Buddha told, okay, you want to make a rope? Your rope is not enough, rope material, cloth is not enough to make a rope. You can postpone up to 1 month.
然后那个，所以说那个对有功德衣特权这个比库，他在这五个期，就是任意束养衣，这是他功德衣的特权。 然后，但是对于没有那个那种功德衣特权比库的话，那他特权期间只有，是这一个月，或者不到，就是从十月这不到一个月的时间，或者说这正好一个月的时间，然后对说那个，但是不管是对于有功德衣特权比库，还是没有功德衣特权比库，在三月元日到十月元日这七个月的时间。
他如果收到了，他如果在这修业时间收到用来做做衣的布的话，然后他那个他让他认为这个做做做收到这个布，他不够做衣，他想做衣，但是收到这个布不够做衣。那佛陀说他可以把这个布最多一个月时间，然后那个如果在这一个月时间收到衣，他应该收到更多衣，他应该那个尽快做衣。那他那个布的数量有限，如果给的是一的话，一的数量是就一天吗？什么？就说。
在非一时的时候，就是说，于是捐给他一，是只能一件，还是说一费的数量？我你的意思是，我们说捐的是布，不是一，但是你如果是一的话，我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that if there is Akala season, if those lay people didn't offer him a cross, but directly offer this monk a robe.
In that case, now he has to keep it only 10 days. Because he does not need to prepare to do anything in another robe. It's a ready-made robe. Or he does not need to make any effort to make a robe.
Mm-hmm.
So then 10 days. But the Buddha told, if you already keep only cloth, okay, only cloth, and you want to make a robe, the people offer only cloth to you. So, and you have expectation to get some more cloth, you know, to get, then not 10 days, you can extend up to 1 month. That is special permission in this rule.
这个地方说的非是一专门指那个布，是专门指那个布。然后如果说你刚刚拿的那种银子好意，那就适用于像七八戒第一条，就是你最多只能从事。
就是十月份中十月份的月
份，不是他说是那个消费是一日那个，就是那个，所以he's asking that how to count this 1 month. That means after he received this how to count this one?
It will count well. It is the same method like to count 10 days.
Atirekachiva.
It is Atirekachiva. We have to count in the calendar 30 days, but actually, if you count according to dawn, okay, it is on the 31st dawn. It is where exactly time the chivara, the time limit finishes. But 31 on the 31st
dawn,
it is what you do.
对，就是从那一天开始算第三十一个冥想。
So therefore, now by starting counting, as I told you, for example, first day, you have to count from is dawn. Door to door, okay? So then, the first day number one, you have to count from this door to the other door.
Yes.
Again, here. Number two, it is from this door to the other door. You don't skip this door. Okay? You have to count also this door. As I told you, some months they started counting this one. It's wrong.
Okay.
You have to count also the beginning of the day. This is the first door.
Okay. 他说：“你要是算那个第三十一个冥想的话，那你应该就是把就是这一天，就你是收到一这一天的这个冥想初始这个冥想，也算上去，那样算才第三十一个冥想。”
So the monk can get this robe, maybe from the Sangha. The Sangha offer him, give him some robe. Akala chivara, okay? Out of season. And maybe from relatives, from friends. Or he gets a panchakula, for example. He goes on the road and he finds a cloth, in panchakula robe, cloth. Or he gets it, alright. Whatever case, how he gets the Akala Chivara, it is, there are many ways he can get it. But once he gets this, it is a robe material, and he has expectation to do a new robe, okay. So, in that case now, the Buddha allowed him not 10 days, but 30 days, as called, to go ahead and try to do it.
然后是这张先生给大家讲那个疑惑度脱第103页，中间有一个题词，就是假如得升起那个地方，然后这个就是这个比丘得意，他可以从僧团获得，也可以从亲戚朋友那里获得，然后也可以是分扫意，或者是他那个他用自己的财物所获得的意，就是比方说净人里面那样获得的意等等。然后对这种情况都他如果他一不够的话，那个然后他有那个得更多的业气，都可以存到30天。
So now here Gangavedana explains how Dayakas they come to the monastery and they give robes. So then and this is actually this information comes from the Mahavagapali in the chapter of robes. When the Buddha explains how the Dayakas it's called they have different wishes. Sometimes to offer the robe to the whole Sangha, sometimes only to the Sima, all these monks who are inside the Sima. So therefore they use certain vocabulary in order to define how they want to offer the robes. And there are altogether 8 ways which the Buddha explains how Dayakas can offer robes to the people, to the monks. So they, now this explanation here is to show that how the monk can get robes from in this way, the other way, the other way. Everything is covered, to cover everything.
下面这个一个下面一个自然段，他讲的那时候朱比库以这八本五，然后这个八本五实际上就是，居士布施的八种方式，居士布施这个一的八种方式，实际上也可以说成八种愿望，就是居士他布施，他是以什么样的愿望来布施？比方说是这个指对一住原居者布施呢，还是说比方说是指对这个戒场之内的礼部布施等等，然后。这八个本母呢，或者说这八种方式，就包括了比库，可能从居士那里得到布施的所有的方式。
Now, if the Dayaka comes and tells, I give to the Sima, to the boundary, of this monastery, so all the monks who are inside that boundary can receive the robe, but not other monks from another boundary.
然后这个地方以戒而布施呢，就是如果说以戒而布施的话，那只能是在这个戒场的那个的在这个戒场之内所有比库能获得布施，而不是在其他戒场的比库才能，其他戒场的比库不能获得布施。
Now boundary, can mean in the Vinaya, as called, as a Vinaya sense, can also a civil sense, how people use it, okay. Therefore now the Gangavedana gives a list of definitions. What means a boundary? What can be a boundary? Okay. So then, and this definition fall in two categories. One it is from the Vinaya point of view. One is from the layman's point of view. Okay.
Yes. 然后那个，这是下面刚才解释那个103页最后一个三段，103页最后一个三段，就是说这个地方接到底什么意思？这个地方接实际上包括两种接，一种是我们在那个戒律里边说戒场那个戒，就比方说这里边的那个什么，就同一共住戒，然后不离一宿戒等等，但是也包括了就是普通人们说的那种边界，比方说国界、村界等等。
Now here there is a list of 15 types of simas, like Kanda Sima, Upachara Sima, Samana Sanvasa Sima, Avipavasa Sima, Labha Sima, Gama Sima, Nigama Sima, Nagara Sima, Abhantara Sima, Utakukepa Sima, Janapata Sima, Ratta Sima, Raja Sima, Dipa Sima, Chakavala Sima. Now the last Chakavala Sima and Janapada Sima and Labha Sima, Nigama Sima, Nagara Sima, these are all how lay people use the boundaries. So then, but the rest, like for example, Kanda Sima, Pachara Sima, Samana Savasana Sima, Avipava Sima, they are going to the Vinaya sense, it's called Vinaya definitions of Sima.
然后这里边这里边是戒，你像那个同一共住戒、不离一宿戒、阿巴塔拉戒，智水所出是那个智水所及出戒，这些都很明显，是我们以前讲过的，就是那个戒律里边讲的那个戒场。但是其他的什么村戒、镇戒、城戒、地方戒、国戒、王戒，诸戒和沦为山戒，这些是世间普通的这个边界。
So then, some of the simas were already explained. Now we explain what means Kanda Sima, Pachara Sima, Samansanavasi Sima and so forth. When we have explained about the in the beginning, how to appoint the Sima, how to authorize the Sima. So therefore, if you think I need to explain this again, you can tell me. If you otherwise, I will skip this and explain the rest.
然后这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
Samanasa Savasatima again.
Okay. So then we explain then about Labasima.
No, 我们现在开始讲那个立德戒。
So for an Daika who gives now to the monks, Simas to who have been authorized by the Vinaya procedures. Okay? The Daika gives to the monks, he tells I give to the Sima, to this Sima. So therefore now the authorized Sima, or the monks who are inside that Sima, in that boundary and so forth, only then they get the ropes. Other monks from outside can't claim, come and claim we want to also have ropes. Okay. Therefore now, in that case, we respect the wish of the Daiga.
So this Lava Sima is actually...
About Vinaya Sima.
Okay.
About Vinaya.
Okay. 他说如果说就是说那个戒，就是说我以戒为布施，他定义那个戒就那个说是那个戒，戒律规定戒上，比方说是上面供种戒上，就是在这个上面供种戒上，之内所有比丘接受戒定的戒，就可以接受我的布施的话，那这个时候我们应该尊重施主的意愿，就是只有在这个戒上之内的比丘才能够分享这个布施之物。
No, Labasimaitis, if kings or ministers and so forth, they make a monastery. Okay, and then. Which can be quite large area sometimes, and they give ropes, and they tell, we give this rope to our monastery. So whatever requisites arise in that rope, in that monastery, so we give everything to you. So because they give it, they define the place. So then the monks, they get these robes and according to the wish of these kings and ministers.
So their wish is only to offer robes to their own monastery.
To their own monastery means all these gains, material gains, to be accrued only to that monastery. With, and they defined the extent of this monastery. They define. The monks do not define.
Okay.
Maybe according to the Vinaya procedure, the monks have put different sima.
Okay.
But this king's minister said, no, we want to keep all the other surrounding monks also, like that. So then, they have to respect their wish.
然后这个立德戒这个意思，比方说光王大臣他们自己建了一个寺庙，或者叫光华大臣他们自己建了个寺庙，然后呢，他们对这个，他们对自己这个寺庙的那个比库里边供资具。然后他们可能对自己寺庙这些比库说我们那个说我们愿意供养这个寺庙的比库一切所需。然后这个时候呢，他们可能通过自己的意愿来定义这个寺庙的界限。比方说这个寺庙比库在结界的时候，他们是结了一个戒场。但这个时候呢，就是他这个国王大臣他们给这个寺庙做供养的时候，他们所规定的边界并不一定是按照这个比库那个这些比库他们结界的时候所规定的边界来定义的。那这个时候我们应该尊重施主的意愿，就是他们怎么规定这个寺院边界，那我们就在这个边界之内那个分配这个供养物品。然后像这种戒叫立德戒。
So then on, if about district Janapada, if they define that only in our district, for whatever monks they live, we give robes to them. Other monks from other districts should not come and take, for example. So then all the monks of the district, they get robes.
So the boundary of the district is also in their preference, something like that.
Practice?
Preference, according to their
preference. Yes, the preference of the daigas.
Okay.
Now, all these are actually according to the preference of the daigas. Monks do not have not to tell, to command them, tell him, do this, do that. It, they come by their own, according to the wishes, and we have to respect the wishes. Okay.
然后那个地方界呢，他也是一样，就是比方说施主说，我只供养这个地方来我们这个地方的比丘，然后呢，这比丘就按就是就按照他说那个他那个地方的定义，在这个地方之内，分他所供养的物品。
And then we have a country, okay, where those called that Daika wants to give all the monks who reside in China, for example. Okay, his wish not to give Sri Lanka monks, but only monks who reside in China, he wants to give all to them. That is his wish, his preference. Then all the monks who are reside all around China, they can get the privileges. Monks from outside, from Thailand, from Burma, from Sri Lanka, they can't claim, I want also to have a robe.
而且国界是很容易理解的，比方说这个施主说那个我只供养在中国就是那些比库，那这样的话就住在缅甸、泰国、斯里兰卡这些比库，他就不可以分到那些供养。
Every Chinese monk have to bring the passport to prove I'm from Chinese origin in order to get robes. This is an example, no? You can apply even in India, in other countries as well. And
this
is an
example,
So Raja Sima is a kingdom, okay? Can be a kingdom. So if the king, for example, rules over a certain area, that is kingdom. All the monks who reside there, he wants to give them robes. Okay. So therefore now, only the monks who reside in that area and so forth, that is the boundary. Okay, this boundary. And they can get robe by that way.
然后这个地方王界是指一个国王的统治区域，比方说这个国王那个这个国王他只统治这个区域，然后这个施主他这样供养就处在这个国王统治区内比库，统这个国王统治区域内比库，那只有住在这个区域内的比库才能分到这个供养。
Okay, deeper Siman is an island. So this can be a big island, a small island, which is surrounded by sea. So then, if the daigas want to give the monks who reside in that island, so this also, so that boundary is the island itself. So the monks who reside in that island, they get robes.
然后这个岛界也是很有意思，他就是说这个施主他想把那个供养物品分那个这一个岛上的所有礼库，那这个时候岛界就是这个岛本身的界限。
So therefore, the principle is that according to the preference of the daika, all the monks get the robes, which he puts the boundary. Other monks outside the boundary do not get any robes. So therefore, they are not entitled to get any robes. Except if the resident monks, they are very generous, and they decide themselves, okay, we'll get a lot of robes. Let give them also something.
But you didn't explain the chakavala.
Chakavala, I don't know what it's called. Okay, with chakavala, you can explain yourself.
Okay.
You can explain about chakavala because this, I don't think. Yes, because chakavala is mentioned here because who is a daika? It's called, okay. Can be a daika who want to give the whole world. Ropes to the whole world, monks who reside all over the world, international. Chakavala. Okay.
然后那个流云山界就比方说这个就是他想供养全世界的比库啊，这样流云山界。然后总而言之，这个地方说的最长的就是都一定是就是定义，就是说他自己划定一个边界，我只想供养给这个边界之内比库。然后在这个边界之外比库呢，在原则上是不能受到这个供养，除非在这个边界之内这些比库呢，他们受到这些供养之后，他们自行决定那个，他们自己觉得就我们这事儿的供养太多了，他们受到以后想分配给其他地方比库，这个是可以的。
Oh, yeah. Gangami didn't give more details.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell him, no?
Yes, everything. Yes.
Okay. So now Gangami didn't give more details, more precision.
Mm-hmm.
More precision how these semens can be defined and so that no misunderstandings will come.
Mm-hmm.
So that if bhikkhus, for example, who are reciting Kanda Sima,
mm-hmm.
they get ropes, they should know what means Kanda Sima. And other monks who want to have some ropes, they should know what means Kanda Sima, not to go and ask and make disputes about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes for material gains,
mm-hmm.
Some monks are very, very eager to get more ropes, and they're starting, disputes
mm-hmm.
and quarrels. So in order to avoid these quarrels, here the Kankavedana gives more exact information
mm-hmm.
of how to define the simas, the boundaries.
Mm-hmm. 然后下面的那个，嗯，呃，第后呢，第一后头的第一百零四页，他给了很多怎么样去定义这个鉴赏的细节。 然后这样的大家可以对这些事情了解，因为就是说这鉴赏怎么定义呢？可能这有时候在分配一个供养时候非常重要的，因为有些比库萨分享得到供养，所以说他们经常这个界怎么划分，这个界怎么划分的问题上可能跟产生很多争端。
进行界和破粉界，反正有解释吗？
他们有解释。
以前有解释。
你先解释不进行界。
So if the Daika wants to give to the Kanda Sima,
mm.
so therefore now all monks who are inside the Kanda Sima are entitled to get the ropes.
Mm.
Those who stay outside the Sima or in the, in the intermediate zone, intermediate zone, so they don't get anything.
Mm.
They are not entitled to get anything.
然后这个地方就像那个一户独托的104页到103页在那儿说的一样，始终以破损界而不失。那么是只有在破损界里边那些比库才能得到的所失误，然后他如果在界外或者界的中间之处的话，就没有办法得到那个所失误。So
if you tend to give the Pachara Sima, therefore around the Kanda Sima, whatever the Pachara is, the vicinity, all this one clue can get.
然后，然后现在下面说，在此处他们说我们已经进行戒而不失。那么，只要所失物在那个界限内，只要在那个在限定范围之内，即使在破损界和戒界中间也可以获得。If
he tells the Daika that I want to give the Samana Sarva Sima monks, those from the Kanda Sima and the intermediate zones, they don't get anything.
所以说，如果说那个就是他想在那个同一公路界而不失的话，那么在那个破损界和界界中间地带，就我们以前说的环城区，那是没有办法获得供养。So
if he tells I want to give those who the Abhi Babasa Sima and also Lapa Sima, so these monks also are included. In the monks in the Samana Vasa Sima and Kanda Sima also are included.
看得 sima 或者 sima，
both no， 看得 sima and samana vasa sima， all these monks also included， because this to make 看得 sima they make also avipavasa sima， no， samana sima they have to make avipavasa sima。
So，but what's your translation of 看得 sima？
看得 sima， we explain these things I didn't know in the beginning。
That is 看得 sima， not 看得 sima。
Baddha Sima, Kanda Sima.
Yes, Kanda Sima is different.
We did not explain about this.
Yeah, we didn't explain about Kanda Sima.
Okay, Kanda Sima it is. Okay. Kanda Sima it is usually. If you have an area and the monks they make For example, whole monastery, they make it Abhadra Sima. Okay, Abhadra Sima. They defined only this road will be they don't have limiters. This road will be the boundary from this direction, and this tree will be the boundary of the other direction, and this rock will be the other. They define like that in a loose way.
Okay.
This is called Mahasima. Means they make it a whole territory like that in the, this Abhadra Sima. As long as the tree and the rocks and so forth are there, still this Sima, remains. But now some monks, and all the monks now who want to make Uposatha, they will come within this area which defined the road, the tree, the rock, and so forth, to make the sea, in a open air also they can make Uposatha. But then, some monks decide, because, like the Buddha's time, for example, there are many monks arriving all the time now, they decide to make a section, to make a separate Sima, by making with definite boundaries, with stones around, and they make the appointment, like for example, like Samana Sanvasa Sima, they make appointment, according to the Vinaya Kama. So that becomes a Kanda Sima, a separate Sima within the Mahasima.
Okay, this Mahasima is Abhadra Sima?
It's Abhadra Sima.
Okay.
Mahasima and Abhadra Sima.
Okay.
And then Kanda Sima is Abhadra Sima. But Samana for Samasa Sima, formerly there was no Mahasima. No Mahasima. It is not Abhadra Sima. They directly make it Samana Sarvasa Sima. That is the difference between these two Simas.
Okay.
So then, shall I draw something on the board?
Yeah,
that's
good.
No, I have. Monks decide to recite, okay? It is an area, so maybe it's a remote area, somehow, maybe outside the village, like that. And they want to make Abhadra Sima of that. They loosely, for example, take a tree, this side and so forth, and they decide, okay, from this direction will be this tree, like a meter. And then from this, maybe a rock. Okay, so that like that. And from here, let me see, maybe a road. Okay. And from here, maybe a lake. Okay. So, and they take, okay, this area and so forth, within this area, we'll recite, they make a monastery like that. So then, if the monastery, for example, increases, if this, they can extend the Sima.
Okay.
How the buildings of the monastery, they extend the Sima, get another tree, for example.
Okay.
So this is Abhadra Sima.
Okay.
So now, if monks want to make Uposatha, they will come within this, limiters. But they don't make Vinayaka. To define this limiters, they just make a katika, means agreement.
Yeah, because these are Abhadra Sima.
It's Abhadra Sima, agreement. So then, and if they make Uposatha, they will come together, maybe in the open air, they make Uposatha within this So therefore, and then, but then, because the population of the monks increases, so some monks decide we'll make another, appoint another building, and put stones around, and then appoint the Sima called the Vinayakam. So that, therefore now, if there is some very urgent reason, and they want to make, for example, Pariva, Samanata, and so forth, it is not necessary for them to collect all the monks. Four monks can go inside and keep Parivasa to another monk.
Okay.
Without necessary to take the chant of all monks.
Okay.
And to search all these monks are there.
Okay.
So this is called Kandasima. Kanda means already Mahasima. This is called Mahasima.
Okay.
Within the Mahasima, they make a separate Kandasima.
So this kind of Kandasima cannot
separate.
Be...
Separate.
Yes, but this kind of Kandasima cannot be used for Samana Sambhasa Sima or...
Disciple before Master Sima.
No, Samana Sama Sisima it is. I will explain. No, Samana Sama Sisima, there is no Mahasima.
Okay.
Okay. Monks go in territory and then immediately make Samana Sama Sisima. That's called. Therefore, or inside the village, for example, the people put the boundaries, the monk didn't put the boundaries. They make Samana Sarvasi. But already there is Mahasima. Okay, and the monks make a small sima. It's called Kanda Sima because it is broken sima, means separate sima from the other Mahasima.
Oh.
So, but there is no this kind of, the monks did not put trees and rocks and so forth as definition, marks. So then they make directly this kind of sima. This is called Samana Samasima.
Okay.
That is different.
So even if this Kanda Sima is there...
They are both Kanda Sima and Samana Samasima, bound simas.
Yes.
But these are unbound simas.
Yes. Even if this kind of Kanda Sima is there, these monks can still make their reposes with this Mahasima.
Yes, if they may, but they have to join together. Monks who want to make the this is usually not for uposatha, but this is usually for parivasa manata.
Oh, okay.
They don't make uposatha here.
Okay. 然后呢，是给大家讲一下什么叫破损的戒场，因为之前那十五种戒场有第一个戒场叫破损戒场，然后之前没有给大家讲过，然后这个地方给大家补充一下什么叫那个。破损的戒场，破损的戒场是这样一个情况，就比方说呢，有一群比丘，他们来到一个来一个露天空地，然后这个地方本来也没有任何戒场，然后也没有任何建筑，那这样的话呢，他们打算定一个无戒戒场，就是他以这些自然的物体为标志，定一个无戒戒场，那他们可能是这样的，就取这个地方一个取这个地方的那个边界为一个树。取这个地方边界为一个石头，取这个地方边界为一条道路，取这个地方边界为一个湖泊，然后他们这种方式粗略定了一个戒场，然后这个戒场因为他们没有做任何干嘛，然后他这个各个地方界限也都是不是明确界限，所以这不是有界限，这只是一个无界界限，因为他们有做那个结界那个干嘛，然后他们有了这个无界界场之后呢，他们可以在这个无界界场之内做那做无波萨等各种各样的干嘛。但是过了一段时间，他们觉得这个界场不够。比方说，他们想那种另外一个在这个无界界场之内，建一个小界场。然后这个小界场一般来说不是用来做无波萨他用的，而是用来比方说做给予那个别墅或者马哈达用的。比方说龙树林也是这个地方。然后他们在这里边用那个建了个三角建筑物，然后这个建筑物就专门用来做比方说那个别墅或者马那种人数比较少的一使用的，这样就是在一个无界界场之内建一个小的有界界场，然后这个小的有界界场称为那个破损的界场。其实在我那介绍大纲里我没有把它翻译成破损界场，我翻译成子界场，大家记得。
对，
啊
小界上算破损，
就是一霍多托地这个地方说的破损的界上，但是我那个戒律考试大纲里面，
但是你说的子界场的话，是在一个大的界场范围里面，
这个
有一个小的界场，
对，这个
界现在的是一个大的是从没有界的，
对，这个大界场巴里语叫马哈西嘛，马哈西嘛，它直译的话就是大界场，明白我的意思吗？但是这个大界场它本身是个无界界场，
大界场两种，一个无界，一个有界，
不是。这个地方说大界场就是那个巴黎语所指的大界场，就是专门指这种无界界场。
我说你的那个中文翻译的子界场
啊，
就是说它这个定义就是说，无论外面大的是有界还是无界，它里面叫
对，因为我那个介绍当然没有说清楚，他这地方说清楚，就是只有是在这种大的无界界场里边建立这样一个小。
我就说有指定是无界。
对，然后我那个如果说区别的话，就是说这种小这种那个子界场和之前讲那种山门公路界场有什么区别？就山门公路界场之前你是没有定义那个无界界场的，就你到了一个地方直接开始建一个有界界场，然后那个定结界，然后你那个什么那个就是说，然后乌巴萨塔也是在这个结界好这个山门公路或者不离三一界场里边做的。但是像这种子界场的话，你即使建了这个子界场，你乌巴萨塔什么的也不一定非要在这里边做，你还是在原来的大界场里边做。
And Samana Samasasima, you explained that?
Yes,
okay.
Everything.
So for now,
Now, if the Dayaka tells that he wants to give to the monks who reside in the village, okay, and we must know what is the Gama Simai. This monk should know what means the boundary of the sea, of that village is.
Okay.
Otherwise, if other monks will come and demand from them and say, "No, no, this is our village, it's not your village," so quarrels can come up. Okay.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the Dayakas get fed up. So they get angry with the monks and say, they don't give him. Next year they don't give him anything. So because they're monks quarreling. We are also in this village, and they don't know the boundary of this village, and they mix up boundaries. So the quarrels can arise. So then,
这个是以村落为界的话，那这个比丘必须了解，那不同比丘之间才能发生发生争吵，就是不容易界定，这个比丘到底是在村落镇，然后一旦发生争吵之后呢，这个事主可能就会对这个比丘失去信心，之后可能就不会再这样了。
So, if there is within the village, there are Badasimas also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a village, the boundaries here. But within the village, there are monasteries
mm-hmm.
who have the Badasimas.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they are also included.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Dayaka gives the limit of the village.
Oh.
Okay? The boundary of the village.
Mm-hmm.
It does not give the boundary of these bound Simas only.
然后如果说这个师父指定说的那个村落界限范围内布施，然后这个村落里边它有一个有一些界场的话，那大家注意这个有一些界场它也被包括在这个村落范围之内，就是说那个就是在那个有一些界场里边，它也是属于这里边布施，可以获得布施者。
So this applies also in the in the other simas also the same. If the Dayaka defines the Abandara Sima, Uteku Keba Sima, and so forth, it's called, it apply, it is called, there, those who are within that Sima are entitled to get, but not others.
然后其他的那个阿巴塔拉界上，这些说那个界上解释方式也是一样的。Okay,
now this is about districts and the countries. So then, that is more, anything can be included. Now, for example, if there are Badasimas within that district or that country, all these monks they get, they are entitled to get the robes.
然后如果那个居士所定义现在是地方界或者国界的话。
那像之前那个村落界一样，如果说地方界国界之内，它有有些界场，然后比或者在那个有些界场之内，它也一样可以获得布施。
这里我们讲的继承介绍就会跟之前的继承介绍的定义不一样。进行介绍就保存介绍，这个下面的话，进行介绍。一样的，不一样的。不存介绍，不存介。
破损界像是之前那
一个路上，不是。破损界也就是现在这样讲。破损界是子界场，然后就是我们之前讲的破损界像，然后这个地方进行解和之前讲的那个解是一样。你看它的定义，它那个定义，你看它那个一会儿说的有解和定义和之前解，破损界的定义不一样。但是这个你进行界那个布施。 然后后面那个解释说，即使在破损界和界的中间也可以获得，就是小，翻译的那个子界里面，
对啊，因为那个子界还是在定义界之内，对不对？
渐行渐远是戒时，戒时是现在那个不是
吗？不是的，那个是戒的中间区域，就是说他那个什么戒，戒时在外面不是有缓冲区域吗？缓冲区域他们都之前讲过那个缓冲区域，是应该两个都一致之内的，所以说那是没有问题，那应该进行戒肯定比那个大。
So he's asking about Upachara Sima, that we have explained before, Upachara Sima.
Yes, Upachara explains, Kanka Vajira explains again.
Yes.
I think the translation should be clear, no?
Yes.
So how to define Upachara?
It's very clear.
What it is, this enclosure, if it is a fence like that, how to count the Upachara? And if there is no offense, how it is should be from the place where monks usually come together, or in the end of the last kuti of the vihara.
Yes.
So, okay, there is nothing like that. And this is ledu patras, okay? Tamajamai purisat vina ledu patras. Two ledu patras, two stone throats. OK，
然后那个关于那个事故介绍里边那个进行界那个实际上我朋友们之前也解释过了，就是说他那个如果有围墙的话，他是在那个一个中等男子在那个围墙的地方，两个托儿所及那个之内距离，然后如果没有围墙的话，是在各个边界的最后一个建筑物，然后一个中等男子托两个托儿所及，这个我们之前讲过，大家没有什么问题，然后这个翻译也很清楚，是吧
？The first throw it is vihara. OK.The second throw it is upachara.
然后
the
vihara.
The monastery means it's called the monastery is defined from the last. Let's see the last kuti in the monastery. From there we throw one stone. The first throw when the stone falls, it is the monastery.
Okay.
And the second throw, if you saw this upachara of the monastery.
So even if this monastery is with a fence, then the first story is also the way up. With the fence.
No, this, if it is from, let me see, with a fence now, it is. I'm telling you, without fence, no.
Without fence. If with the fence, then the fence itself is the boundary of the vihara, isn't it?
The fence itself defines the vihara.
Okay. 但是然后再补充一点，就是说它那个寺院，如果它本身已经有围墙的话。那么这个围墙界就是寺院界。如果说寺院没有围墙的话，他那个强壮中等男子在那个寺院的各个边界最后一个建筑物仍属一个托儿所界，这个界限是寺院的界限。那如果是两个托儿所界的话，就是寺院经营处界限。大家可以理解吗？对，这是定义村落，当时定义村落，现在定义寺院，道理
是
一样
的。
对，一样。
Okay, now the rest is easy to understand. Now, the Kanga Vajira gives about examples about India and Sri Lanka. So then, they can read this because the translation is there, no?
Yes, but we have some doubt about this Sabhagami or something.
Sabhagami means Hocha, not...
Tamil.
No. Sabhaga, it is who have the same sila, no? Same sila.They are not nanasamvasikas. It means from, they are not suspended monks.
Okay.
Or parivasika monks, all like that. So then, sabhaga means they have the same status of sila.
Okay.
Same status of sila and so forth. They are not suspended monks. Usually it's not okepaniya monks.
But then, the
Or enemies. Enemies like, for example, who make quarrel, troublemakers.Not troublemakers. They are all sabhagas.
But then Kanka Vajira tells this sabhaga bhikkhu should take his own part, but not disturbing others, something like that.
Yes. Even if one sabhaga bhikkhu sabhagana bhaganganati, he takes a part.Of the other bhikkhus who are all sabhagas, he should not be prevented. Yopana vihara and pasitva, yes, no problem. He should not be prevented. if he, because you see, he can also take, because he is Sabhaga Bhikkhu. Means he is in the same territory which the Daika defined, but in the same time, he is not suspended. He is not an enemy of other monks. He is not a troublemaker. If he takes one part of what the Daika keeps, he should not be prevented. He can also can take.
Okay. 然后这个章下面给大家讲那个伊库多第一百零五页，那个伊库多第五自然段，就是因此，假如在这占卜中有印度，那个就是供养，说我们不是斯里兰卡的僧团，然后那个这样的话，你在他们要布施那个地方，那个从斯里兰卡来的比库，他们可以获得那个一些所布施物，然后。 下面那个不太好理解，就是那个假如这里只是通分的一位比库，然后这个通分是什么意思呢？他说这个地方长老这个地方是通分，是清净比库，而不是只能被举罪的比库。他不但是清净比库，而且他这个比库，他不是在这个地方就是给那些，原处比库制造麻烦那种比库，他必须是一个能心心心心为良好的比库，而不是制造麻烦的比库。然后这个地方，然后他这个比库，他应该取的那种这个那个是辱供养的那部分。 而不是，然后下面一句，而不应妨碍他人的部分，这个地方那个张老师不是不应妨碍他人的部分，而是这个比库，这个比库不应该被妨碍，就是这个比库他取自己的部分的时候，他不应该被其他比库所妨碍，是这个意思。他这个地方和伊库多的那个中文翻译不太一样。你说在印度这里设立的，我们不是给西兰的僧团，西兰的来了就可以拿到这个物品，
对，
那印度本身可以拿吗？
不可以，人家说的我拿来我是供养西兰的僧团。就好比我供养，我农村里说，我只供养这里中国人。我不要说中国人，我就说我供养，反正这里没有这个人种的，就是我说我供养这个东西就放在僧团里面，谁都不能用了。是这个概念吗？对，还是印度可以用，只不过包括了西兰的。
不是，印度是不能包括西兰的。那你问一下这个。So he's asking that here this word Jambudvipa includes Sri Lanka or not?
No, no, you see, now it says that if Daika, he stands on, in India, okay, but he tells, that's called, he announces, announces that we are giving to the Sangha who is in Sri Lanka. Okay.
From Sri Lanka or in Sri Lanka?
In Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka?
In Sri Lanka, locative.
Okay.
Dabbapani Dipe.
Okay.
That's called Sangha's Dema. We are in Sri Lanka. Okay.
But then... We think it's from, because later the translations tells those people who is... from this Tambadipa or something.
Yeah, Tambadipa. Tambadipa is a Sangha.
Yes, Tambadipa. Let me see.
Tambadipa. If a monk from the Tambadipa, from Sri Lanka,
from Sri Lanka,
goes to India.
Goes to India.
Okay. So then, he can actually take rope and give all to the monks of Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Even one foreign monk. He can carry all these ropes. From India and guarding them to Sri Lanka and give all the marks.
Okay.
Why in Sri Lanka?
Okay. 然后他说如果他这样说他来自那个他是在印度就是居住在印度然后他不是西兰的话那么从 Sri Lanka 过去的礼物他可以拿所有的布施然后不是不能拿回到 Sri Lanka 再分配给 Sri Lanka
这些礼物就说印度肯定是没有对哦他只能拿但是接收也不能接受了啊
他怎么接受法呢？你是只是替天人保管而已，人家现在还人，人家可以决议说我替他保管，就听西兰，对，你任其他比库的东西你都可以替他保管，如果只要他的汉事你是可以替他保管，没有问题，亲后取嘛，就是那样。但是在他拿回西兰分配给僧团之前，他自己是不能用，他只是拿着。
这个我问一下。 So he's asking that, so this monk from Sri Lanka, before he distributes all these presents, to, all these offerings to the other monks in Sri Lanka, he himself cannot consume these offerings. Is that true?
He himself can't?
consume these offerings.
He can consume because, okay, see, but this has been distributed according to the seniority.
Okay, okay.
No, this is according to the seniority. Because the Sangha, no?
Uh-huh.
It is Sangha.
Uh-huh.
It's not a private offering.
Okay.
Therefore, this monk can carry this,
mm.
and carry them and so forth in the monasteries, and mm. this robe has to be distributed according to the monastery, to the seniority.
Okay.
First to the chief monks, and after to the other monks and so forth. Okay. It goes from the top to the down.
Okay, so before the distribution, he himself cannot consume anything?
No, he can't.
Okay, okay.
It goes for the Sangha.
Okay, 因为这个东西是给僧团的，所以说他必须那个回来之后就交给僧团，然后按照那个戒律圣禅分配，然后在分配之前他是不能个人私自享用的。 Okay.
Okay, okay. The rest is, I don't know. Now, Sabhaga Bhikkhu, it is... But Tateva means Eku Sabhaga Bhikkhu Tateva. How, in which place Tateva in Sri Lanka, I don't know. How they translate this? If there is one Sabhaga Bhikkhu? In which place is Sabhaga Bhikkhu?
Here, he said, if here, there is only one Sabhaga Bhikkhu, and he should take his own, he should only take his own part, and he should not obstruct the other people taking their own parts, something like that.
But here means what? It's the Lango in Dambadu, in India.
It's not clear, it only says here.
Okay, now... Now the next example is, mm-hmm. if a Dayaka comes in the Vihara and tells... Mm-hmm. does not define,
mm-hmm.
I want to give to this monastery or the Sima and so on.
Mm-hmm.
He tells also, he tells only, I want to give to the Sima, but mm-hmm. he doesn't tell which Sima.
Mm-hmm.
He should be asked. So there are different types of Simas.
Mm-hmm.
Which is called Sima you want to keep?
Mm-hmm.
Which Sima you refer to?
Mm-hmm.
If he tells, I don't know about these types of Simas,
mm-hmm.
as called, may all monks, the Sangha, who is within a Sima,
mm-hmm.
may they get it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, accordingly, the monks who are in the Upachara Sima, they also get.
So Upachara Sima is the Upachara Sima of this monastery?
Yeah.
Okay. 然后那个下面那个一百零五页那个假如有人进入圣业未说一某戒，就是他不设说他没有说是哪个戒来不是的，只是说我是一戒而不是。那这个比会应该问的，这个戒好多种，你说是哪个戒？然后他说我也不知道你们这么多分类，我就希望一切在戒当中拿这个东西。那这样的话，应该以这个寺院的经行戒来分配，就他所进入这个寺院的经行戒来进行分配。
我想在那个就是说你前面把你前面问的那个问题啊。
嗯。
Okay, now we are going to explain the rest tomorrow, because there are many explanations.
然后这个疑惑的问题，如果是剩下一部分，明天我们再讲。然后大家有什么问题的话，你先可以问。这是后面，净师还没讲。对，后面巴西亚的戒律书，净师那个刚才之前翻译不是讲过净师的那个动作吗？不是，那个净师具体不是在后面有关于净师的关系，关系亚有一条戒，就是那个净师东西不能使用那条戒，你看。
巴西利亚里面，对，他后面巴西利亚他会自己讲，就是你看现在。我就是上，对，因为就是上的意思。我自己。你想现在问什么？我是之前觉得那个翻译不是讲那个净师的那个上景观吗？然后我就想那个净师到底是那个它的意义所在是什么？就是它，这就是为了把那个布可以长期的保存。还有。
So he's asking, what is the purpose of Vikapan?
So then, there is a rule about that. We explain the Pachitya rule. I will explain because it is also some misunderstandings. Many monks have misunderstandings about that.
Uh-huh.
We have to explain this, no?
Uh-huh.
So that is... Even Gagavajari does not explain it here. He tells all the, we'll explain this later. He tells. Because that is a complicated matter also.
Uh-huh.
About how to make